From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
I am addicted to prescription pain medication. So, immediately following this broadcast, I will check myself into a treatment center for the next 30 days to once and for all break the hold that this highly addictive medication has on me.
Arnold, you're very famous. We're making movies all over the world. I want you to feel free to continue doing that. Go where you like. Feel free to stay as long as you like. I'll be here keeping an eye on things.
I will work as the governor. I will work as much as I can, even if it is around the clock. There will be no time for movies or anything else. I will pay full attention to this job. I take this job very seriously. I want to make sure that I will provide the jobs that people want.
I've been very disappointed since Wes Clark came into this race about the various positions he has taken on the war against Saddam Hussein. Last fall, a few days before the vote in Congress, he said he recommended and would have supported the resolution. After the war, he wrote a piece in the Times of London praising President Bush and Tony Blair for their resolve. When he became a candidate, he said he probably would have voted for the resolution. There was an uproar. Then he said, I never would have voted for the resolution.
Let me tell you what my story is. I always supported taking the problem of Saddam Hussein to the United Nations and bringing international resolve to bear. I would never have voted for war. The Congress made a mistake in giving George Bush an open-ended resolution that enabled him to go to war without coming back to the Congress.
Left to their own devices, they did not come up with an adequate plan for post-war Iraq. And so now we have to bail out the failed Bush policy in Iraq with $87 billion more. And we don't know how much more to come.
President Bush declined the course of inaction, and the results are there for all to see. The torture chambers are empty. The prisons for children are closed. The murders of innocents have been exposed, and their mass graves have been uncovered. The regime is gone, never to return. Despite difficulties we knew would occur, the Iraqi people prefer liberty and hope to tyranny and fear.